Sunshine Meets on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8.
Hello there and a very good evening to you. Very welcome to tonight's edition of Sunshine Meets with me, Elaine Stenson. I'm joined in the studio today by a Dublin man who's probably best known to our listeners as Judge Jules on Dancing with the Stars. He's one of Ireland's leading talent agents and choreographers. It's Julian Benson. Julian, you're very welcome to Sunshine Meets this evening.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here and lovely to see your lovely face again.
Oh, thank you. Now, well, you're best known for being Judge Jules to our listeners. Yes. You've set up your own talent management agency. You've nurtured talent at Starstruck Stage School. You've produced a fashion TV special at the RDS. You've put on the international show Celtic Fusion. And you're someone I've worked with at the UCD Fashion
That's
Show
right.
a good few years ago now. And
still
more...
looking as young as ever.
Oh, stop. You too, you haven't changed in the slightest. And more recently, you've established the Julian Benson CF Foundation. And Julian, to say you're a busy man is an understatement. And we're going to talk about all of those career highlights in just a few moments. But I want to go back to where it all began and how it all started. Tell me about growing up.
Oh my gosh, growing up. I had an amazing childhood, first of all, I have to say. I was really born in Australia. I had gone out there with my family and I was only a wee baby. And then we had come back to Ireland after that, but then returned to Australia again with family. There was work commitments out there, so we went back to Australia. So I spent the first, I think, 8 to 10 years of my life out in Australia.
Really?
Yes, yeah. And you know what? It's funny. What the bug, my earliest memory over there is like, I was always dancing. I was always moving and performing. I used to dress up in my mother's clothes. I used to go in and take all the clothes out the room, and I used to do dress up and put on shows. And this is at 5 and 6 years of age. I was wild in the aisles, and I actually used to go out into the outback. And I remember distinctly one day my mum coming out going, "Julia, Julia, where are you?" And she came out into the middle of the outback, the forest, and I had all her clothes hanging around the forest. I had made tents and theatre sets. Wild in the aisles. So, like, you know what? That's where the sort of the bug began. And then also, like, I remember it, I was age 5, sitting in the front row of the theatre, and there was a rehearsal going on in the school I was at there for Oliver. And this was my first experience of ever seeing a musical or a stage production. And imagine an empty theatre and a little boy sitting front row in the middle of the set looking up. My eyes were just wide open, and I saw this magic of costume and dance and performance, and I just wanted it, and I wouldn't move. And day on day, when the rehearsals were on, I would sit there, no, Mum, I want to be here, I want to be here, I want to be here. And I was like, this was all the senior school and all of that. So the bug sort of began very early.
And do you think being in Australia, was that a country that was more into the arts maybe than we would have been in Ireland at that time?
You know, probably something I didn't think about. I mean, but yes, I mean, they were very forward-thinking in the arts. There was so much, you know, dance and performance and drama was very much to the forefront then, but also sports and activities. And because I was all about, it was all about the outdoors, which has also helped me in the whole thing of keeping myself fit. And that's another story for later on to talk about, I suppose. But the memories were great because that's where I started my first dancing as well. So I went to ballroom dance classes. So I had the little boy, my little shoes and my little costume. Right, to this day, I have the picture of the costume, and I have the costume. It's in Chai Private Eye. It's a tiny ballroom costume, bolero jacket and pants. And it was my first ever dance competition. And it's a picture of myself and the girl. I even remember her name, Michelle. This beautiful blonde, magnificent, and the two of us on the floor. It's like Strictly Ballroom Gone Wrong. I was only a little fella, but I was loving it. And that was my first step out onto the floor with the people. And at that age, I just knew.
And your parents would have known as well, this is the career for Julian. You went, studied at UCD.
Exactly. So we come back from then and go back to Dublin, back to Ireland, and I went to UCD. I said, look, I wanted a degree. Elaine, it was really important for me to balance everything. Like dancing, I was consistently dancing all the time. Like I went to UCD and I did a degree in English, Irish and psychology. And what a mix. And I came back from Australia with not a word of Irish, but I actually went to Chalosh Tuaire in Dublin, the very famous Irish school first. And I did my leaving through Irish, French through Irish, biology, chemistry through Irish. Yeah. So I'm a Gaelgor. Thought quite a bit of flourishing. I'm not going to say that I'm going to get you know, when people meet me, they go, sorry, excuse me, baking powder? You can speak Irish? So I had that journey in Colossora, then went to UCD. And whilst I was in UCD, I was dashing out the door, my leg warmers down to RT, to the TV networks, the studios, doing dance shows, performing, choreographing. So I tried to synergize everything together. But as you said there earlier, my mother was the star of the show, encouraged my life, was the most amazing person in my life. It's because of her that I'm here today. And she always said to me, Elaine, nothing is impossible. Dream big, Julian. Work hard. Believe in your dreams. And never let anybody knock you, because you're special and you have something really special. And you know what? For a child so young to hear that, you know what, Elaine? That's everything, my dear. Everything. And it was everything to me.
But you did have, you still have cystic fibrosis. And as a child, you were given... You weren't given that many years to live.
No, exactly. I mean, I've said this publicly. The doctors have said to my mum, look, I don't think it'll be beyond 12 years of age, because in those days I was born back in the early 70s. So there wasn't, you know, the prognosis was not great. But that didn't stop us.
My God.
As I said, my mum had to live with that in the back of her head. But I only found that out very recently, as you know, that about that. But it was like, okay, well, as we said, we got on with it and mum made sure I had the best life possible. And I was always driven, Elaine, you know. She just encouraged that. So, you know, CF was, you know, part of me. It wasn't, you know, it didn't define who I was, you know. As I said, I have CF, CF doesn't have me. So my life is, I made a career on what I wanted to do. And that's just something there that I had to deal with.
Yes. Well, you my know. God. And did you have a plan, or did you just follow your passion? Like, because you've done so many things.
Yes, you know what? I never had a plan, Elaine. I just knew the performance and entertainment, because I had done dance and I did drama and actually radio, believe it or not. When I was back in Ireland, my first professional job was with RT on radio. I used to do a lot of radio plays as actors. I remember doing a play for Lee Dunn, The House in Jail Square, Anne of Avonlea. I was a radio actor at age 10. And my first contract still that I ever got, I think I got €10 paid from RT. So I began on radio. So I was through radio, because people used to say to me when I was young, because as you can hear, my voice is very different. And the producers at that time said, wow, your son's voice is very unusual. Now, some might sound like I smoke 100 a day. Sure, listen, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do any of that. But yes, so I wanted to do that. So I followed that path, and then I was doing my dance. There was no predestined, I'm going to do this. But I wanted to follow my dreams. I adored dance and I adored performance. But even in UCD, like, I had set up the UCD Dance Society and I was teaching dance out there. And when I was doing all of that, I had done all my training in Diggs Lane, and that was where the magic began in Dublin. Diggs Lane was the centre of dance in Ireland in those days, and there was the best dance teachers in the world, and I had the best training in ballet, tap, jazz, modern. And then I was lucky enough to go to Paris as well. So when I had done all the training, so then you had to put it into practice. And I was lucky, Elaine. I got some good breaks, but I was determined. I mean, here's an example, I suppose. There was a big, big casting for a massive, big commercial, and everybody wanted the job, and everybody had got it. And there was a very famous choreographer called Mavis Ascott. Now, she is the doyenne of you know, choreographers around the world, a wonderful lady, and she was choreographing this. And everyone said, oh, Julian, you missed the casting. No, it's all cast, you'll never get it. I said, well, I'm sorry. This is not going to stop me. So I rang this woman, and nobody ever rings this woman. I said, please, give me 10 minutes, put me in a studio, I will prove to you I am the guy for this job. And she says, darling, who are you? I said, my name is Julian Benson. I'm a dancer. I'm a performer. Please give me a chance. Give me a chance. Darling, I have a window at 10:40 tomorrow. Studio 2, be there or it's over. And I went, oh my God. So I literally, I had the moment and I went in a lane, and I remember split jumping, pirouetting. I literally gave it everything. It was like Flashdance. She put on, honest to God, no, it's a movie, girl. And I was there in my little hot pants and leg warmers, and I landed the gig.
Well done.
And she booked me. So it's just it's determination, I suppose, trying to say, like, I love all. And there's been many moments like that, but I never let anyone put me off.
You're specially driven. Where does the drive come from? Because a lot of people love what the arts, they love the theatre, they love, you know, what they do. But, like, you've got some drive.
You know what? And it's funny, no one's really asked me this question. It's nice to hear you ask or to dig deep. It's nice to dig deep. Where does it come from? It comes from, I suppose, wanting to do what makes you happy and do what you really want in life. And a good support network. It helped me with my family, that they were behind me and supporting me, my mom, my brother and that. So, but I have the drive. I just don't, as I say to everybody, Elaine, here's the thing. If there's something, if you cannot live without doing what's in your heart, then you know it's right. You need to feel the pain. You look at, like, I have to be in entertainment. I knew I needed to be in show business. It was in my blood. It was in my DNA. It wasn't like I fancy being in. It's in my blood.
Okay.
And it's just like, you know, and that's like fashion and dance and performance. And, like, I got to do great stuff, as you say, and I've worked with supermodels and I've done big runway shows and then I've done big dance videos and I've done commercials and all that. And I pinch myself sometimes and go, gosh, and I started really young. As I said, like, I was in college and I was still dashing out to do jobs. And I set up, you know, in college, you go to college and you have no money, you know.
Yes,
not a penny.com. Penny dinners are us. And I just said, right, I remember standing in UCD. If anyone knows UCD, there's a thing called the Blob. And it's like Grand Central Station. Thousands of people running back and forth. I stood there my first day, Elaine, when I went in. I went, this is it. I am going to be somebody. These people are going to know who I am someday. And I didn't mean that in an egotistical way. I just said, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do it for me, but I'm going to do it for my mom and my family. And I'm just going to do my best. And then I set up the dance classes and then I rolled on from there. And then I went to Trinity, asked me. I taught in Trinity for years. I did master classes in dance for them, which was wonderful. It was lovely that people acknowledged me and acknowledged my talent. Because back those days, there wasn't so many opportunity for people. You know, now the world of dance is huge, as you can see.
Yeah, of
course. It's very different. But, you really make me think. I mean, it's very interesting.
Okay, well, it seems like it's the right time to take a quick break. Before we go, I've asked you to choose a song that means something to you. So what song have you chosen for us, Julian?
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, one of the songs really that I've chosen is actually, it's a current song. It's from The Greatest Showman. And it's This Is Me. And this song encapsulates really everything about believing in yourself, be who you are, dream big, never give up on your goals. You can do it. And, like, just let people take you for who you are, and at the end of the day, this is me.
And this is so you. Julian, here we go. I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious.
Sunshine Meets on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to this evening's edition of Sunshine Meets. I'm joined in the studio tonight by Julian Benson, Ireland's leading talent agent and choreographer, also known as Judge Jules on Dancing with the Stars. Now, Julian, you're a judge on Dancing with the Stars. It's a very big deal, but you didn't. This isn't all you've done.
No.
Tell me about the time you got a load of supermodels over to Ireland at the RDS.
Yes, I mean, that that was a wonderful experience. I mean, this is the other side of me. My passions have always been dance and fashion. So I was approached, there was to be a big international fashion show for supermodels. So I was asked, Julian, will you produce this show and choreograph? But the twist was, Julian, you're going to have all the biggest supermodels in the world and you have to produce this big runway show and it has to be spectacular. And people had seen my shows, because as in UCD for many years, I used to produce all the catwalk shows and runway shows, and runway was something close to my heart as well. I just love that. So yeah, so I worked with Tyra Banks and Sophie Dahl and Anna Kournikova and all many big stars, and that was really exciting, Elaine, because I always remember at rehearsals, and Tyra Banks, the biggest supermodel in the world, you know, America's Next Top Model, amazing. It was actually her birthday on the day, I think she was 30, and we did a big cake for her. But doing the choreography with her, walking the runway, was a special moment for me. You know, I remember doing the choreography, saying that Tyra, we're going to walk for 8, hold for 4, turn, blah, blah. We were doing all the catwalk together. And I remember my friends sitting out in the audience. It was a massive, massive runway. It was like, you know, big international size stages. And it was a pinch me moment. Yeah. She handed me her bag and the two of us did the walk together. And it was just, you know, lovely. And I worked with many wonderful people, and that was a wonderful show. And we worked with all the big brands, SCAD, Armani, we'd everybody on
and
the
runway. What were the supermodels like? Were they diva-esque? Were they, no, you know, this is Dublin, this isn't LA, this isn't New York.
Do you know what? Excuse me, Elaine, very professional. It's a job to them. They are very much on schedules and everything has to be precise and correct and very respectful. That's what I found, because remember, they're dealing at an international level. They fly in plane to plane, to country to country to country. So they come to meet me for the first time. They could be divas, but no, they were very, very good. We had a moment with them. Actually, we did have a little moment with Anna Kournikova, I think, with relation to a dress and getting into a dress. And she wasn't sure about the look of the dress. But I went to the dressing room. And let's just say she came out in the dress and she looked fabulous. But you know what? It's just sometimes you need someone to reassure you.
Well, she's not a model, so maybe she was out
correct
of her comfort zone.
But she's stunning and a beautiful girl. And you know what? That's because that's the thing what I love to do, though, is encourage people, Elaine. And this is half the reason I'm in my business. Because as you know, like, I run a talent agency as well. And I've always liked to encourage and help people on their journey.
Yeah.
And I've done that. And I don't know, it must be part of my DNA as well. So I like to, if people aren't sure, you know, like working in UCD, when I worked with all the students and yourself.
Yes, the UCD fashion show.
UCD fashion show.
Amazing.
Everybody, like, we had students from all walks of life had never walked a runway in their life. So I had to work with them and train with them and give them confidence. And I was so proud of that show. I remember when we took it to the point and it was the Let's Go to the Movies. It was the biggest show in Europe. 300 people on a runway. It had never been done before. But I look at the video back now and I go, wow, I'm so proud of those students and what we achieved. And it was all for charity. And there was a mission there and a goal.
And so you discovered some really good people. I mean,
yes,
you've sort of launched careers, if you want to name a couple
of
people.
Yeah, well, my gosh, there's been Rosanna Davidson,
course,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Rosanna Davidson.
But that was her big break. Wasn't
yes,
it?
I suppose it was. Actually, it was our first runway show, and then I got our first campaign for her. And yes, it was amazing. And there was Roz Lipsett, and then Owen Macken. I mean, he's gone on to be huge
in LA.
In LA, he was on the side of billboards, Abercrombie and Fitch, and the list goes on. Claudine Keene.
Yeah.
And there's been many, many who've gone into the acting world. Many famous models, TV presenters, performers like yourself, and radio stars. And you know what, I would like to think I had played a tiny little part in their lives.
I think you really did, you know? And I'm sure they're all very great. I know they're all very grateful, because I know a lot of these people personally,
yeah,
and they've all, you know, shining anecdotes about you. That,
oh,
you know,
gosh,
yeah, we all love you, of course.
Oh, you're very kind.
And
us.
You set up the Starstruck Stage School.
Yes, I did. Starstruck Stage School. Gosh, I said that I ran that for 12 years. So I wanted to set up a Performing Arts Academy where we would train children and help them for you know, develop their skills in dance, drama, singing. I used to bring all of the key talent in, because having worked with a lot of people in the West End and on Broadway, I had access to a lot of the key stars. So I would bring them in for workshops to Ireland. And in those days, nobody was really doing that. So I brought them in and was helping people train. So I was doing that for over 12 years with the Stars for Stage School. And then ancillary to that, I set up my talent agency.
Yes.
With the junior medicine management, because it was funny. And you know what? I never set out to be in a talent agency, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was a case of, it just organically happened. People said, Junior, would you manage people? And I said, okay, you've got the experience. You've been in TV, film, radio, dance, theatre. So it just organically happened. And actually, one of my first set of clients were on Riverdance, believe it or not.
Really?
Riverdance. Yeah. I managed the Moscow, the Russian Ballet Company for 5 years at Riverdance, and their dance captain, a choreographer. And then it just organically grew. So.
And is that how Dancing with the Stars happened? Did it just, was it another one thing that just grew?
You know what? I think Dancing with the Stars was, I think, was the job that everybody wanted, but nobody would say.
And did you make a call and say, I'm your man?
No, and you know what? I got a call and they asked me, would I, you know, what I heard about it. Here's the thing, on my bucket list, ironically, I'd always said to myself, when I'd sit at home and watch Strictly, I'd love to be on that now. I'd love to judge that someday. Never thinking for a minute, Elaine, that it was even coming to Ireland. Never even thinking for a moment it would ever happen. You know, you put these things into the universe.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I saw the announcement, blah, 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 it's coming. Everybody wants the job. All the big names of the UK were in. Everybody. So they rang me and said, June, would you come in? We're screen testing a group of people. We've shortlisted a group. So I had to go in. But it was all the big stars of Strictly in the UK. We all put on panels and we were all mixed up to see how we would all work together. So I didn't look. I thought, look, Julian, as I always say to people, just be yourself. So I just went in and just was myself, Elaine. And I was delighted to have got the call from RT and Shinawil. It was actually Shinawil approached me and I went in and I met them and I did all of that. And then I got a call and it was funny. This is the funny part of this. When I got the call that I got the job, right, I thought they were ringing me about one of my clients.
Oh.
Yes, it was about
how
me.
How humble of you.
Yes, I actually thought it was my client that they were talking about, because obviously I have clients in film and TV, and I thought, oh, it's one of my clients. And I was walking around and said, oh, yes, yeah, so you're ringing me about such and such. Okay, right, grand. And they went, no, Julian, we'd like to offer you the job. And I said, shut the front door. I said, shut the front door. Take us to the runway, girl. I was going, sorry? No, sorry. Have you got this wrong? No, no, you're the one we want. I said, are you sure? And I was going to myself, you sure? But it was a big shock. It was one, I'm never caught off guard, Elaine. I'm normally very tuned in.
Yeah.
And that was the one time. But it was a magical moment. But you know, if I'm honest, there was happiness and sadness. I was so happy. But at that time, and I don't get a bit emotional, I suppose, even talking about this, but I wanted to run to my mum.
I know. I knew you'd say that, yeah.
I know. It's very difficult.
She's so beautiful. I've seen a picture of her.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she knows.
Yeah.
I'm sure she knows.
Yeah. Do you know, it was just that moment, that magical moment in my life. And I wanted to call her, but I couldn't. And... but you know what? It's brilliant. I know she's there looking after me. Sorry, it's getting a bit emotional like this.
No,
but you're getting real me here anyway. I can't give you anything but real.
You're setting
but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah. So it was one of those things. And you know what? I believe the universe is a crazy thing, Elaine. And a lot of things have worked out for me magically. So
they have. And you're going back on this year?
Yes. Yes. I'm back with a bang. Boom, boom, shake the room. Cha-cha boom, baby. We're coming back. We're going large. We're taking it to the runway, taking it to the dance floor. We're going back and I'm really looking forward to it.
What do we know about this year?
Oh, God. But you probably
we've
know
Jennifer.
More.
Pardon we know me? We have Jennifer Zamperelli. She's going to be.
Yes, Jennifer's the host.
What do you think of that choice?
I think it's great. I think they've shaken it up.
Yes.
you know what? And Jennifer is great. She's got a mix of everything. She's cheeky, she's sassy, she's intelligent, she's fun. She'll bring a bit of va-va-voom to it. She'll keep Nicky on his toes and it'll be boom, boom, shake, shake the room. And she'll keep us on our toes. Yeah. And you know, it's nice to inject fresh blood, fresh energy. Yeah. I think Jennifer is one of those people that can be underestimated. I think she's a brilliant businesswoman, highly intelligent. She has her own USP. And in this business, you've got to have your own unique selling point. And you know what? I'm really looking forward to working with her.
Did you think Amanda would be back? Were you surprised to hear that she had parted ways with Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I suppose I was in one way. Yeah. I wasn't expecting her to go. But she's got other commitments and other projects. And remember, I suppose we all forget Amanda doesn't live in Ireland. She lives in between LA and London, and she has lots on her cards, and then personal life and family. So, you know, but I know, like, Amanda's been so successful, so I'm sure we're going to hear about some new project.
And obviously, you've a very strong personality.
Oh,
do producers say to you, you know, you can ham it up, or you can really, or do they need to say that to you?
Have you
been told to tone it down?
Tone it down. I mean, hello, people. That is not in my vocabulary. Tone it down. This is the story. No, to be honest, actually, when I took this job, the three words, "This is me," as I said, yeah. And what you see is what you get on the screen with me, Elaine. It's the real deal. You know me. That is me. There's no do this, do that, the other. I just want to be me. My words are me. Everything is me. And no, the producers, in fairness to them, go, let them off. They sit up in the box and they don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. You know, and I know I've come out with some humdingers. Like, actually, this year I won the award. In London, there's a Strictly Worldwide conference every year, and they had all the Strictly producers in from all over the world. And I actually won the award for the best one-liners and judges around the world.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was really, really chuffed. I thought it was joking. Bruno sent me a video with the medal and a congratulations.
Oh, very good.
I was really excited, and I was way, I didn't even know I
and
was
And you
up
write
for
your
it.
Own stuff. The producers don't come up with lines for
no,
you.
No, I do my, everything is me.
Yeah.
Everything is me. Words are me, everything is me. You know, I mean, it's funny because the press and even the marketing office in RT say, like, all my one-liners are used on the screen and the marketing, and I don't realise that, but it's just, I just come out. I'm sort of organically, I think I'm built that way. I know I have lots of double entendres, and since I'm a child, Elaine, I don't know how to speak any other way.
Okay.
Now, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, I don't know. But I don't want to harm anybody. And part of my role on the show is I want to encourage.
Do you find it hard to be critical then?
I give constructive criticism. I will give a comment, but try and help them to move forward. I will never kill anybody on screen. I don't believe in that, purely because this is not the World Championships. We are dealing with amateurs. And I keep saying to my fellow judges, and Brian and I go head to head sometimes, and I love him dearly, but we kill each other. I go, Brian, it's not the World Championships. It's not the final round. These people are petrified. Remember, they've never done anything before. We have to let them go on the journey from week one to week 12. And I'm there as the people's judge. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I am for the people at home. I want to help them because they want to help the people, you know, the dancers.
Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to take another break now. I think we'll need a break after that.
Yes.
And we're so excited to have that back on the TV, though. And we're so looking forward to you being a judge. But we are going to take another break. We will be back in a few minutes, but we've asked you to choose another song that means something to you, Julian.
Yes, well, actually, it's a beautiful song. It's by Andrew Bocelli and Sarah Brightman, and it's The Prayer. And it's just something beautiful. The words mean a lot to me. It's, let this be our prayer. It's just, you know what, believe and have faith and let the universe guide you. And just, yeah, it's very touching. It gives me, it brings back many, many memories throughout my life. So, The Prayer.
Thank you.
Sunshine Meets on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome back to Sunshine Meets. I'm Elaine Stenson and I'm joined in the studio this evening by Julian Benson, whom a lot of our listeners will know as Judge Jules on Dancing with the Stars. Julian, aside from the world of showbiz, you've recently started a project that's very close to your heart, the Julian Benson CF Foundation.
Absolutely, Elaine. I mean, this has been the biggest thing for me to date in my life. As I always said for many, many years, if I ever got to a stage in my life that I could make a difference or help others, I would tell my story. Because as you know, I had never spoken about CF or anything until I went on the Late Late in May. But I did it because I wanted to set up this foundation, because to help other CF patients and their families. So I've set up the Julian Benson CF Foundation, jbcff.com, for those who want to check us out. But basically, it's a project-based foundation, Elaine, and this is the difference here. I have two specific goals I want to do. The first goal is I'm going to set up an accommodation facility in Dublin near Vincent's Hospital for families all over Ireland who travel to Dublin, because there is nowhere for them to stay. Some people do round trips from Donegal, Galway daily, and it's really expensive to stay in accommodation, as you know, in Dublin, and parking, etc. So we're going to put that facility in place to alleviate the stress so people can stay longer in Dublin while they're visiting their loved ones in hospital. And then the bigger vision, which is the big vision, is I'm going to build a wellness respite retreat outside of Dublin in a woodland lake setting, where there will be individual like homes where CF patients can go with their families to stay, recover, and there'll be a holistic centre there where we'll give them treatments like aromatherapy, massage, and nutritional services. We'll have specialist trainers and physio who deal with people with CF and help them recover and get back on point at the end of their stay in hospital. Because, you know, you can be in a hospital, Elaine, in one room for many, many weeks at CF, and it can be quite isolating because CF can't mix with each other, so you're on your own in a room.
What is life like for somebody who's living with CF?
Well, you know, everybody's different, Elaine. You know, everyone has their own, say, DNA. I mean, they have a regime. All of us have a regime. So we have to do our physiotherapy every day, every morning. You probably do about 25, 30 minutes to clear your lungs, to keep you on point. Then you take your medication. That can range from anything from 20 to 30 tablets a day. If you have any related illnesses, like I have CF-related diabetes as well, so I inject and I take insulin as well. So I carb count all my food, etc. So you have to keep on top of that. There is a regime and a thing, but as I always say, Elaine, you know, you've got to keep on top of yourself. So it's healthy body, healthy mind. So that's why I'm a big advocate, because I became a dancer and a performer, and that shouldn't really happen, because our lung function is very different to yourself or somebody else. But I've kept myself at optimal level because I've trained so hard. I've kept my fitness up, great nutrition. Mind your body. You've got to mind your body and your head. I think people forget about that. Mindfulness is really important as well, and to keep yourself on point. But I say a lot about, I think a lot of CF people are fantastic, because I see the youth of today and the older people, they're great warriors, they've great resilience, and they've great strength. And it's only part of their lives. And there's so many wonderfully successful people with CF out there. And I think everybody in life has their challenge. And this is just a challenge for us, and we keep going. But there can be, you know what, Elaine, it can be very difficult and sad times as well. And it's not all rosy in the garden all the time. Yeah. I'd be lying and saying that. You have to be honest. You have your ups and your downs. But you keep focused and you do your best. And it's all about having good love around you and people. And obviously the doctors, nurses, hospitals, I mean, they just, you can't say enough good things about them. Without them, we couldn't survive, yeah. You know. They work so, so hard. And, you know, sometimes I say to the government, guys, would you just focus on the world of healthcare and look after those people who look after us? Because put healthcare first, and then build your monuments, and then build your roads, and then build your parks. Because without a healthy country and a healthy nation, we can do nothing else. So we should start at grassroots level. As I always say, don't score political points. Look after the people. And that's what it's about.
Okay, and you're interested in the accommodation side for families, because that's part of the thing you don't think about when people have to travel, commute daily from places like Donegal, as you were saying.
Exactly, and that's really, really important, because even when I spoke to the nurses originally, when I was saying what in my vision, I wanted this trust or the foundation to be project-based, because every penny will be tangibly seen, so you can drive by and go, my money's gone into that building. And because there literally was one bedroom in Vincent's Hospital, which will now be gone because the new hospital will be going up there, one room for people to stay in. So there was nothing. And I've heard stories of people have to sleep on floors, nowhere to change or shower and all of that. And when people are so ill, it's about humanity. And if I can help in any way, Elaine, that's why I believe in life. This is something really important. We all go on a journey in our life, and we want a career, and we want to strive to achieve greatness. And whatever that greatness, sometimes it's a big job or the big money, or they see that as the success. But what I have learned as I've grown up in life, it's about marrying the two together. You know, having a goal in your life, but if you can do good on the way and help and give back, and it's really food for the soul. It really, really is. And I know that might sound a bit whatever, but what we're trying to do is raise money, as much money as we can. That's why we've been so kind, because obviously to run the facilities and to make it happen is going to cost a lot.
Yep. So we're about to leave it there for this evening.
Can I just say, Elaine, I just want to say to your listeners, thank you as well for all the love and support that they have given to me in the last year or so. I've been quite humbled. You know, when you're in television or you're out there as a personality or quote unquote personality, you can sometimes lose yourself. I have been humbled, and I am very grateful for the role I'm in, and I thank people for the wonderful letters. I've received hundreds of letters and emails and kind thoughts. I just want to say thank you to people. It doesn't go unnoticed. Okay. And it's a big love out to everybody. Aww. From me. So big hugs, big love to everyone, and come in, join me on Sunday nights.
Okay, and this Sunday night we're going to leave it there. Julian, thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure for me, and I, of course, for our listeners. We're going to leave it there. Before you go, of course, we are going to ask you to choose one final song for our listeners tonight.
Well, I suppose this final song, I suppose, encapsulates everything, I suppose, about me, my journey. And it's like, you know, it's upbeat, it's alive, it's, you know, I am what I am. It's a big dance hit, and it just says, here I am. You know, I am what I am. This is me. This is who I am. You know, love yourself. Love each other. Be who you want to be. Step out onto that stage. Sparkle and shine and enjoy. And every time I put this track on, from my toes right through, it just electrifies me, and I'm energized. And it's a feel-good song. And if everybody wants to pick me up, I am what I am. You are what you are. Go, girl. Go for your dreams. Think big and just go for it.
Okay. Julian Benson, thank you so much for coming on. We will, of course, be back next Sunday at 7.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say.